Tonight is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com as we launch in hour number three of the live Saturday edition. Again, that website, freetalklive.com. Phones are loaded up. You can call in about anything. We go straight to your calls. And we'll start with Tom in South Carolina, listening on WSC-FM. Hello, Tom.
Well, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not too much, man. I can share some sympathy with you on being a felon and paying a good bit of money in taxes nowadays that I've got my wife together over the last couple of years. And it really sucks. You don't have a lot of freedom at the end of the day. And I'm a big believer in, go ahead and try to not pay taxes and, watch the chain of events that'll happen, and ultimately they'll pull a gun out on you.
They sure will.
You know, the thing is that our founding fathers fought a war over taxation without representation, and in many states, felons can't vote. In all of them, they can't own a gun that was manufactured before 1898 and has...
After
1898 and... actually, after 1897, and has ammunition that is readily available in the United States, which means anything but a black powder pistol or a musket.
It's crazy.
It really is. If I wanted to rob a store, I could do it with a black powder pistol. Then they couldn't charge me with that stupid law. And believe me, you'll blow a big hole in you with a black powder pistol.
What really gets me going is I had really a bad situation that happens to people. Happened to me over a decade ago, and that ended up in a felony, which was actually a plea to just get to that. Regardless of what it was or what it was about, it wasn't violent. It was nonviolent in its nature. It was non-criminal. I didn't deceive anybody or anything like that. Just a situation happened, and nowadays I make over $100,000 a year. I've got a house and a commercial piece of property.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I pay about $40,000 a year in taxes.
You got three cars. You got two houses. You know what? Whatever. You know, you've proven yourself, and they're just simply not going to give you back that the right to own a weapon because they don't want anyone to own a gun. The government doesn't want American citizens owning guns.
Well, it's not even that. It's I don't even have a voice anymore, and I'm a producer. You know. I don't even have any kids. I would like to have kids, but it's going to cost me a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And I ultimately pay taxes for other people that have no responsibility, have made no judgment calls in their life, have never, stopped and thought about what they were about to do or produce. They've got, have four kids for free. Matter of fact, we'll help you. Vote. Hey, we'll give you a bus to ride to the place to vote. Own a gun, who cares? Go get a gun. You know, and at the end of the day, like, I don't know, I just feel so frustrated about it. I have to do a fourth of my day when I look at it. I try not to get too bitter about it, don't get me wrong. I mean, but
doesn't
sometimes, I go home at the end of the day, I say, you know what, a fourth of my day today went towards things that I have absolutely not even control over, but really contempt, you know? Can't do a thing about it.
Yeah, it sucks to be a slave,
other than, like you guys said earlier, the only choices I've got are to deal with it or move somewhere else.
Well,
you know?
Complain. Well, now, there is the moving somewhere else. We don't recommend what the nationalists would say, like the last guy we had on. You should get out of here if you don't like it. We would suggest the Free State Project. If you love liberty, if you love freedom, and are willing to do something about it, then you should take a look at it. Freestateproject.org. It is happening. There are going to be 20,000 liberty-loving activists moving here to New Hampshire. We're part of the first wave. We're the early movers. And these are people that care about freedom. They are people that care about liberty. They are fed up with this huge, gigantic federal government and state governments that we have that we're dealing with that are, as you say, sapping off your wealth and doing things with it that you don't necessarily agree with. Our ranks are growing. There are more of us every single week moving up here. And the more of us there are, the more unstoppable we'll become. And I don't mean that we're going to be violent or anything like that. This is a nonviolent evolution. We're evolving toward a voluntary society where we don't bow down to the state anymore. I don't recognize the state anymore. They're just people trying to rule over our lives with the threat of force. But if there are enough of us who've decided to stop obeying, then there's nothing that they can do. So there is a solution, but it involves a little bit of courage, and it probably will involve moving to New Hampshire. But you might want to take a look at it, Tom.
Yeah, it definitely will. I'm a big believer in that free tax thing. What do you guys think about that?
What's a free tax?
The fair tax thing.
Fair too. Gross.
Not so fun.
It's a tax.
Here's the reason, Tom. It's because, first off, the fair tax does not include in it a provision for repealing the 16th Amendment. So therefore, an income tax is not illegal, and you know as well as I do that there's no tax that the government's ever done away with. So all they're going to end up with is an income tax and a federal sales tax.
Well, and there's also the insidious factor that will make every American household a welfare queen. There's this prebate concept where they send out a check every single month to every single household in America, supposedly to help them buy stuff. Because of the poverty level or whatever the excuse is. That's a welfare program for every single American. So, no, it's a tax,
well,
man.
What's y'all's platform with that?
No taxes.
No taxes. Freedom.
Here,
liberty.
I believe the federal government, since it has created, it creates corporations, it allows. I believe governments, since they create corporations, are allowed to tax corporations. The government doesn't create people. It's not allowed to tax them. There's no tax on my labor that is legitimate. There's no tax on buying and selling that is legitimate. I can only see that that a government can legitimately tax corporations.
You think that'd be enough?
Before you go on, Ron Paul said that if we did away with the federal income tax, did away with it completely, that the government would then be bringing in enough money at that point to return to the levels of 1997. Do you think the government was too big in 1997?
No, I mean, I hear you there.
It was too big.
Don't you think if they increase the corporation's tax that ultimately they'd pass it on to a consumer anyway?
Of course they would. You understand economics, and thanks for that. But the problem that I have with it is that corporations shield bad men from paying for their crimes. But if you did away with taxes on a sole proprietorship and a partnership because they're not corporations, then people would see a benefit in not incorporating and shielding themselves from bad things, and people would then be able to do business with persons that were unincorporated, and you would see an entire sea change. You wouldn't see the government protecting these individuals with their sovereignty. In where I was from in Sarasota, Florida, a company dumped a whole bunch of barium in the ground. Barium, dude. This is the most poisonous stuff you can find. Dumped it in the ground, and then they went out of business. Nobody went to jail. Nobody had to pay for it. It's just barium, and it's a Superfund lien on it, and we all of us Americans have to pay to clean it up.
So to answer your other question, though, or for my answer to the question, will it be enough? No, of course not. It's a government, and they never have enough money, which is why we are where we are today. I would say that there's no use for the federal government whatsoever, and I also would say there's no use for state or local governments. I think that what we need to do is start talking about voluntary society and voluntary order, where we don't have these people, these gangsters, claiming to rule over us with force. And I think it's something that people need to start talking about and looking at secession. And Tom, I want to thank you for your call. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. We continue. Corey is on the line in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Corey.
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind?
First, I wanted to say I love your show. It's the first time I've ever listened to it, and it is awesome.
Thanks, Corey. What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to that guy, Adam. I don't know where that guy's from.
Florida.
I meant more like Earth. Because when he said, my fault that they don't get out and vote, I got out and voted. I voted against Bush. And guess what? My name wasn't listed.
It wasn't
listed? The church that I normally voted at was closed.
Mm.
Wow.
You know?
It happens. There are disenfranchised people out there. It's very difficult to vote. And even if you do get to vote, what difference does it make? Your guy loses.
More's coming up. Corey, if you've got more, hang on. 800-259-9231. If you're on hold, we will get to you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Sickle CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's Sickle CAI. As we continue with your phone calls, we go to Ernie in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ernie.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say that Adam seems to be one of the products of our educational schooling system, where they it's mentioned on Deliberate Dumbing Down in John Taylor Gatto's, what was the name of his book?
Ooh, I don't know. I haven't read it, but I've read excerpts from John Taylor Gatto, and he has his own website, and I believe it is johntaylorgatto.com, and it's an excellent he's an excellent writer.
Underground History of American Education.
Yes, Underground History of American Education. He's a former state, I think the teacher of the year for New York State or something like that.
Go ahead. Yeah, he was a New York City teacher, yeah.
Right, and no, they dropped out.
I don't think that that Adam's dumb. I think that
he's
think there's
programmed.
There's a religion called patriotism,
nationalism.
Nationalism,
is what it is.
Yeah, like nationalism and patriotism really are different.
They
things.
Think they're patriots, but they're actually nationalists because
right, you know, it's been programmed by the school.
As though, you know, and the democracy, as though 51% of the people can actually tell you what to do.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say next was that. Democracy is called as a religion in school,
mm-hmm.
where the whole thing that we came up with the Constitution was it was a limited republic,
mm-hmm.
and the whole idea was to protect the minority, the 49%, not to give 51% their way over the other 49%.
Yeah, didn't work out though, did it?
No, it didn't. Anyway, I was just going to say that this, and he was talking about leave if you don't like it, but people do this all the time. They nullify laws in their own actions. And
right.
When a
would he have told Martin Luther King to leave?
Yes,
because
he didn't
like
it. Would he have told the founding fathers?
The example of that was the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. The government had to back down eventually, right?
Right.
I mean,
yep. I don't accept it. You know, I don't accept to leave if I don't like it. I don't like it, and I'm going to change it. I'm going to, as Gandhi suggested, I believe it was Gandhi who suggested it, to be the change you want to see in the world. Well, I would like to see a voluntary society, so that's how I'm going to conduct my behavior, and that's what I'm going to talk about. That's the vision that I have, that I want to become a reality, and there's no reason why it shouldn't.
Right. And what really gets me going is people that don't examine their own premises.
Right. A lot of most Americans, they certainly don't use critical thinking when it comes to a great deal of things. And that's what I try to do in this program, is I try to use critical thinking on every single issue.
We've all been there.
The Pledge of Allegiance. I enjoy saying it. But that doesn't mean I intend to force other people to say it or stand up during it.
Good call.
Like
thank you.
Back to the thing with, to the, thing with the Pledge of Allegiance. That was brought into being at the same time as this whole public education scheme,
mm-hmm. sure was,
which John Taylor Gatto lays out, saying that it came from Prussia and it was designed to regiment the people.
Yeah. It was designed to train people to be obedient little serfs that would never question their situation, that would never question, as you say, their premises, and they'll just go through their lives and work at a job and, you know, vote and put up with all the crap that they're dealt, and it's an awful, awful system that anybody who cares about freedom should be against to the point where they don't send their kids there, and I would like to suggest they not even pay the property taxes, though that takes a little bit more courage. Thank you for the call tonight, sir. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And from what little I've read of John Taylor Gatto, I recommend him. I have not read his book, but it is online on his website for free, The Underground History of American Education. You can read the entire thing for free on his website, and it's just great to actually have somebody who was part of the system who's dropped out now and is just telling the whole story. He's just telling the truth about the education system. It is a system designed to indoctrinate
to indoctrinate little children into belief that the state is the supreme authority and that the state is wonderful and that the government is great. And it's not. It's just not. Let's continue with your calls. Talk to Todd in Michigan.
All governments by their nature are evil. They have to use force to get what they want. The only thing they have, you know, like the recommendation may be something really great, like stay under the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. But the only way they can enforce it is jail and guys with guns and kidnapping.
Yeah, this may be one of the better governments in the world, but that's not saying much. That's like saying we have the best form of cancer. Let's continue with Todd in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, before I get into the thrust of my argument here, I just want to say about that caller, Adam. Wow.
Well, you know,
wow.
we've all been in different places, and I think Adam, you know, Adam's growing just like we all are.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you guys bring up the pledge tonight because about 3 years ago on the Libertarian Party of Michigan discussion list, when I was actively involved in that party at that point, the county chair, who was the county chair and also the co-founder of the state party then, they were talking about the pledge at that point. And he was talking about the fact that when he was a student in junior high back in the early 40s, the pledge started with the right hand over the heart, and then at the words to the flag, the arm was extended forward with the palm facing up, not down with the Nazi salute. Well, he recalls this. He recalled it at the time because when he was 14, he flipped his hand over to the Nazi version as a joke. And then he caught, you know, hell from a couple of his peers in the classroom. But apparently that extension of the arm was later dropped because it resembled too much like the Nazi salute.
Yeah. Yeah, it's scary. When you go on the Internet and you Google
website,
it,
rexcurry.net, you'll see photos from the early 19th century or early 20th century.
There's one of them on Wikipedia as well.
They're easy to find. They're all over the Internet.
Yeah, it's very easy to find all over the net where you see a bunch of grade schoolers standing up, putting their arm out, and pledging allegiance to the flag.
Yeah, if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about the pledge and its origins, then, you know, there's no help for you.
Well, you know, it was funny because when I was a kid growing up at Lottie M. Schmidt Elementary School back in the 80s, it was funny. We had to stand for the national anthem. It was played over the loudspeaker.
Same at our school.
Records.
Scratchy
then
thing.
Then we had to state the we had to restart the pledge, and it was like, oh my God!
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
Todd, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Government schools are nothing more than little mini prisons for children, little indoctrination centers for them.
And if you don't want to send your kid there, that's fine and dandy. You still got to pay for it.
Yep. And if you want to homeschool your kid, you have to beg permission from most states.
Yeah. Don't forget all the rules that you got to jump the hoops you have to jump through to do
it. If you don't jump through their hoops, guess what? You go to jail, and they take
your kids.
Both. More coming up.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Thanks for calling Sunsetter Awnings. How can I help you?
I just saw your ad, and what's the catch?
Catch?
It says I can improve my deck and increase my outdoor living space for under $600. What's the catch?
No catch. A Sunsetter Awning opens in 60 seconds and keeps your deck or patio about 20 degrees cooler. It's like a whole new outdoor room.
So I can use my deck more often, even when it's unbearably hot out, for under $600?
That's right. But there is one more thing.
Ah, the catch.
We're going to send you a $200 savings certificate just for calling. Your awning could be as low as $398, and we'll also include a free informational DVD.
Uh-huh. Wait, did you say $398?
There's no catch. Improve your deck or patio with America's number one best-selling retractable awning. Call now for your $200 savings certificate and free DVD. Enjoy your deck or patio this summer for as low as $398. Call 1-800-330-1209. 1-800-330-1209. 1-800-330-1209.
To look younger and feel youthful and revitalized. We strive for these things our whole life, but always seem to fall short of our expectations. Some products on the market may sound great, but all you're really getting is expensive marketing and a bottle full of chemicals. Remember, aging is a disease, reminding us every day that our bodies are breaking down. The new wave of natural health and beauty is here with Orgon's G5 Organic Silica. The anti-aging potential of G5 Organic Silica is one of the elements in the body that becomes greatly deficient as we age. Just 2 tablespoons of G5 Organic Silica a day can help keep aging away. Also, check out Orgon's Chembuster. With a food shortage and crops more precious than ever, the Chembuster can help alleviate drought and increase fertility and vitality of your crops. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. Visit orgoneproducts.org or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. You can get interactive over at the Wiki. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. Like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. Phones are loaded. We go to your calls. Ladies come first. Considering we don't have any, we'll go to the guys. Let's start with Gene in Mississippi tonight. Gene on the amp line. Oh, hang on a second. I don't have my headphones plugged into the right port, so I can't even hear you, Gene.
I can't hear him either.
Oh, you can't hear Gene? Then I guess it wasn't my fault. Gene's gone. Let's go elsewhere. This time to Dave in Delaware. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, good, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I got a couple things that kind of tie together. Tonight sure. I was trying to look to find information about monopolies because I was having a discussion with my dad, and I know the way you guys have talked about monopolies before, and it kind of like I realized that maybe the good idea might be if you guys had it kind of like all your previous shows archived and then like the time. You guys write, like, all the different topics for the show, right?
Well, generally, after the show's over, I usually spend about a half an hour to an hour editing the archives and describing the show. But usually that process just involves me sort of skipping through, you know, 3 to 5 minute segments of the show and just making notes about what I considered that segment to be about. So it is by no means are our archive descriptions complete. They couldn't possibly be because sometimes we're just all over the map with what we're talking about.
Right. So I was thinking what might be really nice is if say you had like the time when that particular thing started about. Say someone just wanted to maybe get a volunteer to do this for you.
That's what I was going to suggest, because that sounds pretty time-consuming.
Yeah.
And, you know, after I'm done with 3 hours on the radio and a whole day of whatever it was I was doing before that, usually making calls and doing other show-related stuff, you know, I want to get to spend a little time with my lady before I go to sleep. So so there is the wiki. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can create, you or whoever else. This has been suggested in the past, I'm pretty certain. So there's probably more than just a little bit of interest in this. If you wanted to go through each show and do that, you could create an entire wiki page dedicated to all that information.
Oh, okay. So it could, yeah, but I guess it wouldn't be like a recording, but you could say, go to this recording at this time code, and just have a long list of all those.
Well, you could put the recording up there if you so chose.
You could.
You would have to host it someplace.
Right. You can upload some files to the wiki, but I don't know how much. I don't know what the restrictions are on that.
Well, that'd be really nice if you just pick a topic like the Constitution, click on it, and hear every segment you've ever talked about the Constitution.
Oh, I see what you're talking
about.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's now you're talking about some serious audio editing, and that's even more
time. Yeah, you need your own website to create this.
But it's all possible. It's just that you'll have to get on it yourself, my friend.
Sure. The other thing was, have you guys heard about Break the Matrix?
I have heard about Break
Trevor
the Matrix.
Trevor Lyman's thing.
This is...
I like Trevor Lyman.
I've never met him. Have you?
Well, we talked to him on the show.
No, we never have. He never returned my phone calls.
Oh,
I don't actually have anything really good to say about the guy. I mean, I don't know him. I don't know why he doesn't return my calls, but...
Maybe he doesn't think you're important enough.
I guess not. I mean, this is the guy who organized... He's most famous for organizing the Ron Paul money bomb that made such big news last year. And I wanted to have him on the show to give him the opportunity to plug his website and talk about what he's doing. And he seemed like, seems like a good guy, right?
He might have been busy. You can't make any distinctions because
somebody
didn't return your call.
I emailed and called on a couple of different occasions.
Maybe he realized that he was going to create a a libertarian media company. He felt like you were competition.
Well,
you can't say anything about that because he didn't return your call.
Well, now that's what you're talking about now is, Dave, you're talking about this Break the Matrix concept of his, which is to create some alternative media, to create media that will be in competition, I guess, with the mainstream media, that will be from a pro-liberty viewpoint. I thought it was a great idea. And, of course, it's obviously what we've already done here on Free Talk Live, but he wants to do it for television, and I think he wants to expand and have more radio stuff. So I thought, well, I wanted to offer him, whatever assistance I might be able to offer him. So I'd gotten in contact with him after the Ron Paul money bomb thing, or during that. He never called me back. I called him, and I have his cell phone number. I doubt he gets too many messages on his cell phone, but I left him a message on his cell phone, and I emailed him again when I heard about the Break the Matrix thing, and I said, hey, would love to, if you have any questions about this, I'd be happy to help you. He never wrote me back or called back. And then, on top of that, this Trevor Lyman character, he moves to New Hampshire. You remember this? When he moved to New Hampshire?
So I heard.
And there was a press release from the Free State Project. Our 500th mover, our 500th Free Stater in state is Trevor Lyman from the Ron Paul money bomb. And they made a bunch of hay out of it, right? Well, now I've heard a rumor, and it has never been denied or really confirmed. But I've heard that he's moved out of New Hampshire now and has moved out to the West Coast so he can do his Break the Matrix thing. So it seems
to
me...
You can't draw any conclusions from that either. Look, just because a guy decides to snowbird...
I'm going to speculate as much as I want to speculate.
Just because he doesn't do the Free State Project the way you want it done, it does not mean that he's a bad guy.
I didn't say he was a bad guy, but I'm speculating. He made a big deal about moving to New Hampshire as part of the
Free State... They made a big deal about him moving to New Hampshire.
He was part of it, okay? He made a big deal about it so he could get more traffic to his website. It seems to me that he's utilized the Ron Paul campaign to build traffic for his own website. It's in the same way that you were critiquing Ron Paul for selling a book. This guy's been building an email list so he can promote his Break the Matrix concept, which I think is a fine concept. It's just that I question how they're going about doing this. They're asking for people to invest in this concept up front, invest in something that they have no idea how successful it's going to be, and from what I can tell, they don't know what they're doing. They're talking about going to Hollywood and opening up a studio in Hollywood. What are you thinking? I mean, do you want to increase your overhead costs right off the bat? Because opening up like a studio in Hollywood can't be cheap.
Look, just because our show made it by keeping our keeping our overhead low doesn't mean that theirs can't do it that way. That you're look. It's up to him, whatever he's doing. I'm all for anybody who's out there trying to promote liberty.
I'd hold on to my money if I were you as far as investing in this Break the Matrix thing. The guy doesn't return phone calls and emails. I've heard other real suggestive things about this particular character. And until I actually hear something positive about the guy, I can't recommend that anybody get involved with him. So I hope I don't even know if I've answered your question at this point. I've gone off on a tangent.
So are you guys going to volunteer both of your shows to be part of his programming for their network?
I would have if he'd called me back, but yeah, no,
we'd have to get a phone call for that.
He didn't bother to call me back, so he didn't get it. Now the guys over at Ron Paul Radio, though, they've renamed their network to, I think it's, oh darn it, I don't have it in front of me, Free Media Networks. They've gotten their thing off the ground before the Break the Matrix. They've already got an internet video channel, and they contacted Free Talk Live. And put us, that first of all, they just put us on the air, which is fine with me. I don't care. And then they contacted us and asked us if that was okay. And we said, yeah, great. We're glad somebody got a clue. And if he still wants us, I'll be willing to talk to the guy. But I'm not going to shut him off or anything like that. But you got to return a phone call if you want to make something happen. Doesn't seem like he's got too much business acumen to me. Any other thoughts?
No, that was everything.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call, dude. Certainly appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So it's not like he didn't do something valuable for the Ron Paul campaign. He certainly did. I don't want to make it sound like I'm attacking him for that. And maybe he doesn't know how to run a business, in which case, not everybody's cut out for it, in which case I don't know if he should be doing this, taking people's money to invest in a business he doesn't know how to run thing. Maybe it's just me.
I think he's right that the media is where libertarians need to focus right now if you're going to concentrate on a national level. I think even on a local level you would need to. But I don't think there's much to save on a national level, honestly. I think that the presidency and the federal government is too big of a peach sitting on the vine there for the those that would rule us to leave alone.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up anything, though. The phones are loaded. We'll try to get you in here, even in these remaining moments. Josh, Dean, Nathan, Randy, all on the line. If you call in now, odds are you won't get through. But if you're on hold, we'll do our best. More coming up. This is your show. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. It is Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Not going to bother giving you the number because we're almost out of time and the phones are loaded. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, and if you enjoy the show, then become an amplifier. Join the club. It's $3 a month. Now remember, you get all the features on the site for free, so this is above and beyond all that. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is simple. You send in $3 a month via any major credit card or PayPal. It's done on an automatic monthly basis. You don't even have to think about it once you start amping. And we take that money in and we use it to get on more radio stations across the country. We use it to bring more internet listeners on board the program. We're currently advertising on Google AdWords as well as LouRockwell.com, one of the most popular liberty-oriented blog sites in the world. We are advertising in Talkers Magazine as well. In fact, we're going to be going to the Talkers New Media Seminar coming up here in early June, as a matter of fact. So you guys are going to be getting you Saturday listeners will be getting a couple different co-hosts on one of those nights if all goes as planned. Because we like to stay live even when Ian and Mark can't be in the studio. And so those will be two of the rare nights of the year that we won't actually be here. But I'm actually going to be presenting at Talkers. I'm going to be on a panel this year, which is pretty cool.
Mm.
I'm excited about that. And it's actually a panel about sort of internet talk radio. And so I've been invited to participate in that. It's the first year either of us has ever been on a panel. So, again, another sign that everything is moving in the right direction, that our influence in the industry is
we're
going to
be one of the big shows. There's no doubt in my mind.
So all things are going well, and the amplifiers are helping make this all possible. So if you want to join their ranks, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Nathan's on the line in South Carolina listening on WSC-FM. Hello, Nathan.
Hi. I just started listening to you guys' show recently, so I'm not really familiar with everybody, but I heard one of you guys, I'm not sure who it was, made the comments earlier about how you don't like federal, state, or local governments, and you would like to see, your ideal would be to see a voluntary society. I don't remember who was
that. That would be me. That would be me. My name is Ian.
Ian. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Ian. Well, the question I have for you is related to that, and I'm just curious if we take your ideal society into account, Could you describe for us, as your listeners, what a justice system would look like in that kind of society?
It's an excellent question. The voluntary society, the basic concept of it is that right now, most everything is voluntary. Most all the business and the relationships that you're in are on a voluntary basis where you choose to do business with those entities. The only things that don't qualify are things that the government deals with and any other gangsters. So justice is one of those issues. Protection is another one. The roads, you know, there are certain issues. And so the idea would be to take those out of the hands of the coercive structure and make it and volunteerize it or marketize it or whatever you want to talk about. As far as the vision is concerned, it's probably a little much to get into in the final segment of the program, but I'll try my best here. The idea would be instead of having a monopolistic governmental court system with a clear conflict of interest in that the prosecutor and the judge are both working for the same side, you would have competing market-based arbitration firms. And odds are good that any contract that you get into would have, for instance, an arbitrator specified in that contract. If you didn't have an arbitrator specified, you could select one after the fact in the event that something occurred and you needed to have one. And those arbitrators would compete in the marketplace for your business based on factors that the government could give a flip about. They would compete on speed. The government claims you have a right to a speedy trial, but anybody that's ever dealt with the government knows that that's just nonsense. They would
right.
they would compete based on effectiveness. They would compete based on customer satisfaction. And in the world of arbitration, both parties have to agree in advance to accept the decision of the arbitrator. So therefore, you're going to want to choose an arbitrator who's known for having fair decisions. You're not going to go to an arbitrator that's known to be corrupt, because those people won't stay in business very long, because people won't choose to do business with them. So the marketplace competition would automatically exclude those who are corrupt or corruptible, because there's always going to be another agency out there that you could choose to have arbitrate your matters. And, you know, there are, of course, a bunch of questions that inevitably arise from this particular issue, of delving into this issue. You know, well, what if I don't want to go to your arbitrator and you don't want to go to my arbitrator? Well, that's an easy one. We would pick our own arbitrator, and then those arbitrators would already have interlocking agreements in the ways that insurance companies have interlocking agreements. And those arbitrators would choose a third arbitrator to go in between. It would increase the cost for the losing party. So you have an incentive to agree on one arbitrator, but the marketplace will have ways of dealing with all of these situations. Did that answer your question?
Well, yes, partly. But where would something like a police force come from? I mean, let's suppose that, like, in your voluntary society, that you and I are neighbors on the same street,
mm-hmm.
and one night, some guys come up to your house and decide that they're just going to break into your house with their guns and they're going to rob you.
Mm.
And I see this happening. And other people on the block see this happening. What's going to happen if you don't have a state, local, or federal government that could be, you know, a regulated protection force? If everything's voluntary, what if no one volunteers?
Well, first of all, voluntary just means the type of interaction.
Right.
Voluntary,
it doesn't mean you know, doing something without pay.
Right. Your insurance company isn't volunteering to give you insurance. You're voluntarily entering into agreement with them to purchase insurance. So in the same way you would voluntarily enter into an agreement with a protection agency, a market-based protection agency, many of the good cops that we have out there would be great at market-based protection, whereas the sadistic cops, the ones that you see in the news stories beating on people and hurting people, those people would not have a job in marketplace protection, because, again, no one's going to want to hire a group of sadists to come and keep their family and their property safe. So the marketplace protection agencies would be competing, again, on the different factors that we all really want to see from the police, but they never really deliver because they're a monopoly provided by the government, and they don't have incentives. They don't care if you're not satisfied with their services. They have no obligation to provide them to you in the first place, but you have to pay for it whether you like it or not. Whereas in a voluntary structure, you would choose to hire a protection agency. Similarly, your neighbors would choose to hire. Perhaps your neighborhood would go in together and get a bulk buy discount and hire the same agency for the same, you know, for the same street or the same neighborhood or whatever. So
it sounds to me like, you know, without there being taxes, life would still be pretty expensive.
Oh,
you'd have to pay for things, of course.
But now, take into consideration that everything the government does, it does inefficiently and it costs more, right? You understand that? You agree?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So therefore, there's going to be that savings there. But the government does provide good, you know, provide services, supposedly. You know, I hate using that terminology, services that you want. I mean, you want fire protection. You want police protection. You want garbage pickup. In most places, the government provides that. You want cable TV and electricity and water. The government provides all of these in some places. You want a military to protect you. You know, protection in general.
You have to pay for what you want.
Right.
And in the marketplace, competition brings prices down. But because government doesn't have competition, because government has effectively outlawed competition, it gets to set arbitrary prices, and you have to pay or you go to jail. So in the marketplace, it's a voluntary choice. If you don't want those services, well, then you risk having your house burnt down and no one coming to do anything about it. So there's, you know, certainly you're going to have to pay, but you're paying right now, and you're paying more now than you would pay in the marketplace because of competition. If you'd like to learn more, go to book.freekeen.com. There's an audio book on there called The Market for Liberty. It's also available in PDF form, and it's an excellent introduction into a lot of these ideas, much more than we could do in, you know, the next 2 minutes. Thank you for the call. We certainly appreciate it. That's book.freekeen.com. We continue here with Randy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Randy.
Good, brother. We don't have enough time left for what I was going to say. I just want to say you guys are right as normal, so I'll let you go with that.
Thanks. Call us again when you have a little bit more time. Appreciate it.
Well, I mean you guys.
I'm sorry?
I mean you guys, when you guys have more time.
Oh, well, we're on every night, so yeah, call us back any old time, man. Thanks. Let's talk to Josh in Nevada. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. Short on time? Josh is gone. Let's try Dean in Canada. Last 20 seconds. Dean, go for it.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up a lot of the Canadian oppression and stuff, and I was going to talk about the Avro Arrow, which is the foundation of the fighter aircraft the United States has today.
The Avro Arrow?
The Avro Arrow was the original prototype to the modern equipment that the U.S. uses now.
Okay.
And was that a Canadian idea?
Definitely was. There's actually a lot of it was handed over by a Freemason named Diefenbaker.
Oh, that sounds awfully complicated, and I don't think we have time to get into it, but
sounds like the Schnurgenbergers.
The Schnurgenbergers are behind it, huh? All right, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll have to talk about the Schnurgenbergers some other time, too.
No, you talk about them, you'll end up dead.
Uh-oh. Maybe we won't be back Monday night, but maybe we will. In the meantime, we'll see you online at freetalklive.com. Have a great and safe and fun weekend.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. On September